As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 30. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc y estoy muy contento de estar aquí con vosotros hoy. Desgraciadamente, Carmen no está hoy. Ella está de vacaciones, pero necesitábamos grabar la lección y por eso estoy aquí solo. I am on my own today. Carmen is off on holiday, but we needed to get this lesson recorded, so I'm afraid it's just me today. Now, we've got an interesting text today for you because this is slightly different from some of the other texts we've been looking at recently. Of course, the texts are all following the story of Rory and Alejandro and Maria and how they have been discovering the hidden treasure. Pero hoy tenemos un texto algo un poco distinto. En el último episodio, Rory y Alejandro estaban hablando de la posibilidad de salir en el periódico y, de hecho, salieron. Esta semana han salido en el periódico de Mallorca. Y en este episodio vamos a leer el artículo del periódico de Mallorca. Of course, we should see that if this happens to be the first time you've ever tuned into Coffee Break Spanish, then you're coming in at a certain point in our story. In fact, we're 3/4 of the way through the story. And if you'd like to catch up with the whole story, or indeed if you find this a little challenging, then you need to head over to iTunes or indeed our website at coffeebreakspanish.com, where you'll find access to all the old lessons, both of this season and our previous seasons. Bueno, vamos a empezar. Vale, entonces, María llama a Rory para explicarle que han salido en el periódico. Vamos a escuchar el diálogo, la conversación entre los dos amigos.
¿Sí?
¿Rory? ¿Salimos en el periódico?
¡No me digas!
¡Que sí! ¡Te lo leo! Periódico de Mallorca. Encuentran tesoro de mediados del siglo XX en la costa mallorquina. Un joven escocés, licenciado en biología marina, encuentra, junto a su novia, natural de Andratx, un cofre lleno de joyas pertenecientes a la fragata escocesa Fishguard, que se hundió en las aguas del municipio de St. Elm en el año 1949. El pasado 20 de julio, la pareja formada por Rory MacGregor y María Llull, acompañados por Alejandro Constantini, amigo común de nacionalidad argentina, decidieron seguir las indicaciones que dejaron escritas los abuelos paternos de la mallorquina sobre el tesoro de la fragata escocesa Fishguard, hundida en aguas de la costa de Mallorca en septiembre de 1949. Los tres jóvenes se embarcaron con el equipo básico para descender 30 metros de profundidad y comprobar si los rumores de la época sobre las joyas y piedras preciosas que transportaba el navío británico eran verdaderos. La pasión por el submarinismo de Rory MacGregor y Alejandro Constantini, así como la voluntad por resolver uno de los tantos misterios que encierra el mar Mediterráneo, motivaron a este trío de jóvenes que alcanzaron su objetivo al filo de las 4 en una calurosa tarde del verano balear. La vuelta a la costa de St. Elm estuvo acompañada de gritos y saltos de alegría así como del correspondiente brindis con la satisfacción del trabajo bien hecho. Todavía sigue siendo una incógnita qué sucederá con el tesoro hallado en Aguas Baleares, por el cual se espera reclamen tanto las autoridades mallorquinas como escocesas. De momento, los tres jóvenes se han mostrado partidarios de seguir y acatar las leyes sin esperar recompensa alguna, aunque resulta evidente que recibirán las condecoraciones correspondientes y quién sabe si una gratificación económica. El cofre, con todo su contenido, descansa a día de hoy en dependencias policiales a la espera de que los juzgados de Palma de Mallorca decidan su próximo destino. Lo único asegurado hasta el momento es el lugar en la historia que pasarán a ocupar Rory, María y Alejandro tras conseguir resolver un enigma que se había dado por perdido tras más de 60 años de incógnitas sin respuesta.
¡Wow! Creo que he entendido casi todo, pero tendrás que explicarme lo mejor cuando nos veamos.
Vale, realmente es muy difícil este texto.
Bueno, María dice que es muy difícil este texto, y la verdad es que sí, it is quite a tricky text, given that a different style of language is used in newspapers to the language that we are used to, certainly in these episodes listening to Rory and María and Alejandro, and also María's diary entries, because they are much more informal than the kind of formal language used in the newspaper article. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. As you know, this is a preview episode of the Coffee Break Spanish Season 4 course, but you can access the full course over at the Coffee Break Academy. This gives you access to the extended version of our lessons, in which we discuss the full text, and we provide a transcript and bonus audio materials to help you practice what you've learned, with translation challenges and further assistance. To find out more about how you can benefit from this course, head over to coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, the article itself really just explains what we already know. It tells of the fact that a Scottish young person, un joven escocés, has found, together with his girlfriend, who's a natural de Andratx, a native of Andratx, a chest full of jewels belonging to a Scottish ship called Fishguard. And we get a little more of the details. The article tells of how the treasure was found, how they set off to look for the treasure on the boat with some basic equipment, con el equipo básico, para descender 30 metros de profundidad. So the basic equipment to go down for 30 metres into the sea and to find out whether the rumours of hidden treasure under the sea were true. The article goes on to talk about the passion for diving of Rory and Alejandro, la pasión por el submarinismo de Rory y Alejandro. And it explains also that they found the treasure on a warm summer's evening, a warm Balearic summer's evening. Una calurosa tarde del verano balear. As we already know, and as the article explains, we're not quite sure what's going to happen with the treasure. But for the time being, the three young people involved have shown themselves to be following all the rules and waiting to find out what happens. They're not expecting any kind of reward, but if that happens, then all the better. The chest is currently being held by the police until such times as the judges in Palma de Mallorca, the capital of Mallorca, decide what's going to happen to it. And the article finishes by saying that Rory, María and Alejandro will have found their place in history because they've discovered the results of a secret that has been unknown for over 60 years. Now, Rory has been listening to this article being read by María, and he says at the end, creo que he entendido casi todo. I think I've understood almost everything, pero tendrás que explicármelo mejor. You'll need to explain it to me better. Cuando nos veamos. When we see each other. Now, that's interesting, of course, because it's a subjunctive after cuando, cuando nos veamos. It's not sure that they will see each other, hopefully they will, but cuando, when it's referring to a future, always requires the subjunctive, cuando nos veamos, veamos. Let's just go through ver in the subjunctive. Cuando yo vea, cuando tú veas, cuando él o ella vea, cuando nosotros veamos, cuando vosotros veáis, y cuando ellos vean. And then the example we're using, cuando nos veamos. Nos, of course, there is a kind of reciprocal reflexive, if you like, when we see each other. You could also say, cuando nos escribimos todos los días, siempre decimos, te quiero. When we write to each other every day, we always say, I love you. That's, of course, using an indicative. If you're referring to the future, when we write to each other, I will tell you I love you. Cuando nos escribamos, using the subjunctive form, cuando nos escribamos, te diré te quiero. I will tell you I love you. There you go. Some useful language, hopefully, for you. Albeit a rather strange example. Okay, that's where we're going to leave this episode of Coffee Break Spanish. This preview episode, certainly, and we'll be back next time, both of us, with episode 31. I'm sure you've missed Carmen as much as I have in this episode. If you'd like to find out how to get more out of your Coffee Break Spanish experience, then you can head over to coffeebreakspanishseason4.com, and there you'll find out how you can access our extended version of this episode. We're now going to go through the whole version of the text and talk about everything in the text, but that's part of our members' materials. The members' materials also include a full transcript of the extended episode and a bonus listening exercise too. So that's all at coffeebreakspanishseason4.com. That's it for now. Eso es todo por hoy. Muchas gracias y hasta la próxima. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.